Recent polls also contain potentially troubling news for President Bush and his re-election bid. Numbers show the public increasingly divided over the policies of a president who once enjoyed overwhelming support for his handling of his job. NPR's Don Gagne reports this administration, known for its public relations prowess, appears to be struggling to stop this erosion.
Since getting back to Washington from an August spent mostly at his Texas ranch, President Bush has been busy promoting his agenda. He's traveled the country and made speech after speech, but even as he tries to make his case, he's been confronted with a steady drumbeat of bad news on the economy and from overseas. It was the ongoing difficulty in Iraq that led the president to address the nation this past Sunday night about the mission there and its cost.
Good evening. I have asked for this time to keep you informed of America's actions in the war on terror. Nearly 2 years ago, following deadly attacks on our country.
But if that speech was supposed to reassure the public and give the president a boost politically, in the short term at least, it appears not to have worked. A USA Today, CNN Gallup poll conducted in the days following the speech has Mr. Bush's overall approval rating falling to 52%, down 7 points from where it was a month ago, and way off from the 71% in the same poll back in April. Further, the poll shows that 59% of those surveyed thought the president lacked a clear plan for Iraq. Terry Renner, who heads the political science department at Illinois Wesleyan University, says he was surprised.
I would have thought that at least there would have been some sort of arresting of the trend in Bush's downward numbers. A major address like that will typically give a president at least a little bit of a bump, or if they're in a situation where they have a declining popularity, at least stop the erosion for a short period of time.
Another poll out this week has the president's job approval rating at 45%. Pollster John Zogby says it's a combination of consistently negative numbers for the president on his handling of a still sluggish U.S. economy, a growing number of people are worried about their jobs, and less solid support for the president on foreign policy, which has been his strong suit since the 9/11 terrorist attacks 2 years ago.
He's dependent on what happens on the ground in Iraq. He's dependent on the decisions of the United Nations and allies. He's dependent on the economy. The fact of the matter is he's not in a free fall, but he's dependent on outside forces, and his numbers are not good right now.
Some analysts have suggested that the vaunted Bush White House communications team seems a bit off its game of late. Jack Pitney of Claremont McKenna College in California says at times like this, there's little a White House can do to counter bad news.
Reality beats strategy. You can have the finest communications effort in the world, but when you have bad news coming out of Iraq, when you have continued joblessness, you're not going to be able to spin your way out of that. So it's not surprising that even though it's fall, it's already the winter of discontent.
Pitney says it's quite possible Mr. Bush will emerge from these doldrums in good shape politically. He notes that at this point in his presidency in 1983, Ronald Reagan also looked vulnerable, but he won a 49-state landslide a year later.
The Bush administration is probably hoping to follow the Reagan path. The alternative, of course, is the Carter path, where things started to go wrong and just kept going wrong.
Scott Reed, a Republican consultant who ran Bob Dole's campaign in 1996, acknowledges that the Bush White House has hit a rough patch, but says it's doing the right thing by continuing to talk about what the president's plans are for Iraq and for the economy.
At the same time, in national politics, you're judged when the unexpected comes up, when there's problems, crises, issues that no one expected that you have to deal with, which is how the American people really make a judgment on, can he or she be the commander-in-chief?
The White House remains confident that things will turn around both in Iraq and here at home. Others also point out that for whatever problems the administration is now facing, the Democrats, if they hope to capitalize on them, are going to have to come to grips with their own divisions on some of the very situations that President Bush is dealing with. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.